From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the president believes are flaws in the agreement.
But he is, I think, signaling to Iran and to our other partners, there are serious flaws in this agreement. Everyone acknowledges there are serious flaws. And so he would like to get the Congress to give us their sense of this issue so we have a strong voice, a strong unified voice once and for all representing the American position, which then allows us to engage with friends and allies and other signatories around how do we address these gaps and these flaws in this nuclear agreement.
Tillerson on CNN, he also said on Sunday that President Trump wants the conflict with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program to end peacefully.
He supports our diplomatic efforts. We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts, as I have commented to others. Our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu is now 276. It's the deadliest terror attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group, which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent. But the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. Among the injured was VOA reporter in Mogadishu Abul Qadir Mohammed Abdullah, who sustained injuries to his neck, hands, and had burns throughout his body. This is VOA News. Iraqi state media says Iraqi forces have entered the disputed region of Kurdish-held Kirkuk, apparently without firing a shot. The reports say that forces began moving at midnight on Sunday towards oil fields and an important air base held by Kurdish forces near the city. It was reported that Iraqi soldiers are now in control of vast areas of oil-rich Kirkuk and will seek the cooperation of the local population and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters. Those fighters seized parts of Kirkuk in 2014 during a battle against Islamic State militants. Islamic State fighters have left the Syrian city of Raqqa after they reached a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. Hundreds of civilians have left Raqqa in recent days from the neighborhoods held by Islamic State fighters. They've been taking advantage of a slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops that was meant to help civilians safely evacuate. Workers in the American western state of California's famed wine country continue to intensify, taking lives and destroying buildings. By Saturday, the death toll had risen to at least 39, with hundreds of others still unaccounted for. There are 16 fires still burning. About 100,000 people have evacuated their homes. A runoff vote for the presidency of Liberia will be held between former footballer George Weah and incumbent Vice President Joseph Boakai. According to the Electoral Commission on Sunday, with over 95% of votes counted in the West African country, Weah has taken 39% of the votes and Boakai 29%. Neither of them reached the 50% required to win the presidency outright after the initial election last week. Voters cast their ballots Tuesday. It was the first time the West African nation's smooth transition of power from one democratically elected leader to another happened in more than 70 years. Venezuela's opposition is hoping Sunday's regional elections will wrest a majority of state governorships from President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Party. Polls projected opposition Democratic Union Roundtable coalition candidates were likely to win over half the contests. Many polling places stayed open past the official 6 o'clock closing time to let voters already in line cast their ballots. There's more on these stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.